from FoxSports.com. He's Mike Harmon. And Mike, good to hear from you, by the way. It's been a couple of weeks since you and I have spoken. But the Baltimore Ravens, a team with playoff success and with high expectations, well, they come out smoking last night, didn't they?
Well, it looked like for a while you'd have a game and then a couple of Andy Dalton miscues, shall we say, forced issues, and all of a sudden you've got a laugher there in Baltimore. People get into the parking lot a little earlier so they can go watch the long snapper in that Oakland game, but we'll get to him in a minute. Nice effort, no huddle offense, obviously a couple of big hits early. I know the fantasy owners were hoping for more of that from Torrey Smith. Don't worry, it'll come. Joe Flacco with a fantastic first night. Ray Rice gets into the end zone. Everybody's happy. Defense flying around. Everybody looking young and lean and rejuvenated. I need whatever they're on.
He's Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com. SwollenDome.com is the blog. Follow him on Twitter, at SwollenDome. Looking around the rest of the NFL, isn't it the ultimate irony that the New York Jets couldn't score a touchdown in the preseason, and yet they score more points in week one than any other team in football? A sign of things to come or an aberration?
Well, I think they caught Buffalo at the right time. A couple of big injuries for them. Fred Jackson goes down. Not to say C.J. Spiller didn't play well, but David Nelson, their number two receiver, lost for the year with the ACL. So now they've got to shuffle up the receiving core. But with the Jets, as we talked about in the past, I didn't think that what we saw in the preseason was a true indicator of what this offense would be. Now it was a question of which of the personnel and the receiving core would step up. Stephen Hill, from what I got to see limited in my training camp excursion, thought he could be a factor for him, and he came off with in a big way as a rookie right off the gate. And then Sean Green ran well on the ground. And the beauty of it for the Jets, everybody said, well, where are all the Tebow packages? When you're up 24 points, not a lot of reason to start pulling into the gadgetry. So still some more to be seen from this offense, and obviously a nice start. They give up a couple of back-end touchdowns, so you know it doesn't look as nice in the score sheet, but certainly a team that everybody left for dead, and I think that's the way they like it.
Well, they have Pittsburgh next week, and of course the Steelers, Mike, open their season with a loss at Denver. Anything surprise you about the outcome of that game and Peyton Manning making his first appearance in a couple of years?
Look sharp. Do I get to be the negativity, the guy that
rips
the
Please do. Make it a change for once.
How about the fact that James Harrison and Ryan Clark didn't play? Nobody wants to look at that. Obviously,
okay.
You got to beat the guys that are on the field. So I think you got to, you know, obviously, if you're in the standings and you're in the, you know, Ravens seat, you're feeling pretty good, right? You get out with a big win. The Steelers go down and defeat. The big concern for the Steelers, obviously, the running back position, I think, right now, trying to figure out which of those many running backs they're deploying is the guy while they wait for Rashard Mendenhall to heal. I think Jonathan Dwyer ends up being that answer instead of Ike Redman, but we'll see how they go. But Todd Haley's offense looked good in spurts. Obviously, Ben with the big interception, Porter coming up huge in support of Manning this time around and helping to seal that one away. But a game that we expected a good close game, and that's exactly what we got. We're not sure, you know, with Peyton Manning over the long haul, what we're going to see, but certainly on Sunday night, sharp, effective, took his spots where they came to him, took a couple of big shots downfield, and when you can play the yak game, as we love to say, get it into their hands and let them run, that's all you need to do with Demaryius Thomas. Doesn't matter what kind of route he runs. Once it's in his hands, he's off to the races.
Haney and Zeno on the Fan Talk with Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com is the blog. Bob Griffin played pretty well in week one. I'll take the, is it OC Manure or Justin Tuck, whoever called him. He's Bob Griffin to me. Regardless, he played fantastic in week one as a rookie. I don't know that this is a definitive sign that all of a sudden he's the next coming, but he certainly looked good in week one and maybe gave the Redskins fans a little bit of hope.
Well, it means that I don't get to cheer for Sexy Rexy anytime soon. How's that?
Damn.
As you look at Bob, Robert, Sir, as some might call him now, a very nice start for him. Obviously, Yak comes into play here, Pierre Garçon, the 12-yard pass that turns into an 88-yard touchdown sprint. I think what we liked from Griffin, he didn't try to force the issue, force the ball into space. Now, they had the perfect storm. You know, you didn't know what you were going to get from the New Orleans defense. I thought their offense would have played better and perhaps put them in a lead so we would have seen them pin their ears back and maybe come at Griffin a little harder. Instead, you know, you've got some personnel issues, and they were able to make the big play early and start to stretch things out. So with Santana Moss and Fred Davis not playing a very big role here, there's still a lot of room for growth. And at least for a couple of weeks, it looked like Alfred Morris is the guy to be tabbed in the Shanahan backfield. So I don't know that we need to worry about shuffling, at least for the moment, because he says right now Alfred Morris is our starter. But if they're going to get 96 yards on the ground from one guy and really start to solidify a little bit of a balance there in Washington, could be interesting. They go up against a pretty good St. Louis defense that, as I tried to warn people, almost stung the Detroit Lions this week. They can't do anything offensively, but they could give RG3 some fits.
Yeah, well, speaking of the Lions there, Mike Harmon, coached by Jim Schwartz, Baltimore's own, and they have the 49ers this week. And I guess we're going to see either a back slap, a handshake, maybe a bro hug. How much run is this going to get? Of course, if you forget, ladies and gentlemen, last year when San Francisco beat Detroit after the game, Harbaugh and Schwartz got into it. Do you think there'll be anything to this round two?
Maybe a photo op where they, you know, pose for a boxing poster. But certainly it'll get more run-up and more pregame coverage than it will. Obviously, that's the one in prime time, so everybody will get to tune in and nestle in with their frosty beverages after a long day of afternoon football and sit down, and they'll play it over and over again. I would hope that they'd spend more time, you know, showing what the 49ers were able to do to the Packers in Green Bay and maybe highlight some of the issues that the Lions had in week one. But for now, you know, it's story time. It's story building, and they certainly have a good one here. For me, it still comes back to, if you're going to chase a guy down, you should have knocked him out.
Mike, you look at the five quarterbacks who started this weekend who are rookies. I know we just addressed one of them before with RG3, but the other guys, some of them look pretty bad. How quickly do you think you see the plug pulled on some of these young guys?
What's your option? If you're in Cleveland, you know you're in for a rough season in the division.
See,
anyway.
I think Cleveland wins that game if Colt McCoy starts.
Well, if
yeah, because they won so many games with him at quarterback.
But Whedon was awful.
He got stuck in the flag. He
had that's the first problem. That's the first problem.
Well, exactly. Right out of the gate, you knew. But going against Philadelphia's defense, one that's expected to be maybe a top five defense, top 10 defense, certainly overall, you weren't expecting world-beating numbers. The fact that Trent Richardson looked like he was running in mud didn't help anything. 19 carries, 39 yards. You get even pedestrian numbers from him. It's a lot easier for Brandon Whedon. And, oh, go find another wide receiver that can run with Greg Little and maybe do something for them. So I think the personnel is just so, I don't want to say deplorable, but we'll go deplorable. They just don't have enough weapons. And against Philly's defense, they gave them every shot to win that game. They just couldn't do it. Whedon with the 5.1 quarterback rating, that's what everybody will point to. And it was awful, yet they still almost won that game.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com here on Haney and Zeno. Let's move to baseball real quick there, Mike. And the Orioles' unfortunate injury to Nick Markakis this past Saturday night against the Yankees. Is this a deal breaker, if you will, for Baltimore, losing their leadoff hitter and starting right fielder?
Keep playing to one-run games and go buy some of that Barry Bonds armor so they can take a pitch up in the shoulder every once in a while to get a runner on base. In all seriousness, I mean, it's the course of the season. Just as long as the bullpen keeps doing their job, I think, you know, you get some great work out of Zach Britton and company. It's not a team that you were expecting to score a ton of runs, so it's going to be all on that pitching staff, incumbent on them to finish strong and really make the most of what they get in terms of run support. We've done all the talk about run differential all year. Well, I don't know that that changes terribly much as we like Markakis. So now it's a matter of just finishing off more of those one-run games.
He's Mike Harmon of FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com. Joins us every Tuesday at this time to kick it around a little bit. Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic stuff. Week one in the books.
All right, brother. We'll do. Locked and loaded.